That last prayer point was about surrender. And I want to submit to you this morning that one of the most effective ways to communicate your desire to surrender is to get comfortable with phrases like, God, forgive me. The longer we walk with the Lord, the more God, forgive me should become a part of our vocabulary. Think about it. The longer you walk with the Lord, the closer you get to him. And the closer you get to him, the less likely you want to go back to who you were pre-Jesus. Anybody in here remember what life was like prior to Christ? Full disclosure, I hate going back there. Because it's like going to Egypt when God has offered Canaan. It's like going back to death when God has offered life. It's going backwards when forward momentum is readily available. And yet, if we forget who we've been, then God, forgive me sounds like, oh, I don't need that. I want to tell you something very simple that today I believe will supercharge your prayer life. It's called the prayer of confession. See, we pray about a lot of stuff. For those of us who pray, we pray about a lot of stuff. Stats would say the primary thing we pray about is ourselves. And while that's not necessarily bad, there are lots of other things that we should be giving to God in prayer. Can I tell you why the prayer of confession will supercharge your prayer life? It's because when you become a person who gets before a holy God with a surrendered heart, and you're willing to say, God, forgive me, what you're doing is you're pushing against the very nature of yourself. See, because the very nature of ourself does not want to admit we're wrong. But regular confession will change the way you pray. Regular confession will change the way you pray. The stats would tell us the average person who is a prayer, the average person who prays about 18 minutes a day. Think about what your regular 24 hours looks like. Work, if you have a job, school, if you got school. If you're working in the house, if you're tending to the kids. Like, there are some big things in our day that take up our time. And yet, if prayer is the lifeblood for what it means to be a believer, friends, I got to tell you, 18 minutes out of 24 hours means a lot of us are walking around suffocating. Prayer of confession. This idea of confession is not lost on us in the scriptures, but as I kind of serve as one to exposit our culture, one of the things I'm seeing is that we are not a people who like to confess. And yet, the scriptures give us ample examples of confession. Let me give you a couple of open doors that come from confession. Mark chapter 11, these verses will be on the screens. I just want you to see them as I read them. Mark chapter 11, verse 25 says, and whenever you stand praying, if you have anything against anyone, forgive him, so that your Father in heaven will also forgive you your wrongdoing. You know what this verse says? Confession and prayer is an open door to your own forgiveness. Have you ever considered that by confessing, and sometimes it may be, God, I want to confess the things that I've committed or the things I've done that I'm not even aware of. But when you are a person that confession is a regular part of how you pray, I'm telling you, it changes the way you pray. It opens the door to your own forgiveness. Let me give you a couple more verses. James chapter 5, verse 16. James chapter 5, verse 16 says, confess your sins to one another and pray for one another so that you may be healed. The prayer of a righteous person is very powerful in its effect. This verse tells us that confession and prayer is an open door to your own healing. Have you ever considered that God has for you exactly what you need, but you very well may be short-circuiting it simply because you won't confess? And I love what James says here. He says, confess one to another. You know what that means, right? What that means is you're going to have to surrender some stuff. What that means is you should be in such a space that God, in his loving kindness, would give you safe people that you can share your life with. I'm not anti-social media, but I don't personally invest time there. I just don't think it's the best use of my time. But I'll tell you, I find it interesting that when you do look at people and their lives on social media, you only see the highlights. Nobody is putting the day that their kid threw up on them and they caught a flat tire and, you know, the neighbor threw a rock through their window. You don't see that. And yet, we know it happens all day, every day. I wonder if God sent you by this house of worship today to remind you that confession is good for the soul and it's necessary for your own healing. Another verse of scripture. This is from 1 John 1:9. The Apostle John says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and righteous to forgive us of our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say we have not sinned, we make him a liar, and his word is not in us. Confession and prayer is an open door to your own cleansing. Sometimes walking through planet Earth with the cares of this world, it feels like weight on your shoulders. And then when that gets coupled with shame or guilt or conviction, you can literally walk around as if you've got weight on you. Well, 1 John 1:9 says, there is cleansing that comes when you confess. And I want to be real clear here. We as a society, we don't talk about sin. We like to excuse it as entanglement, situation, issues. I lovingly push against that because Jesus didn't die for entanglements and issues. He died for our sins. But with that said, y'all do know that the longer you walk with the Lord, the enemy won't necessarily use bad stuff to derail you. He'll actually use good stuff. So when we talk about sins, we're not talking about the heinous, gross, dark stuff that you're like, oh no, I could never. No. We're talking about, man, I had a lustful thought in my heart today. Man, I saw that person who cut me off in traffic and I had to remember that I'm his. I don't belong to me no more. That's sin. If confession was the open door to your healing, your cleansing, can I ask you, why would you not add that to your arsenal as a regular part of how you commune with God? Confession. I think it'll supercharge your prayer life. You know, when we talk about prayer, sometimes, well, this is what I hear. People will say things like, man, I can't pray. Like, God is holy, I'm not. Like, I don't know what to say. Prayer is nothing more than an honest conversation with God. It's an honest conversation with God. And here's why that matters so much. God doesn't want us to be honest in prayer for his benefit. He wants us to be honest in prayer for our own. He's God. He already knows. How many of y'all ever had a parent that would tell you they knew you did something without letting you know that basically you about to get it? You ever had those? Like I love my mom. My mama would be like, so tell me what happened at school today. And I'd be like, none. She'd be like, is that right? Really? That ain't what your teacher said? I'm like, oh, Lord, here we go. As a parent now, I understand mom was doing that to give me the opportunity to bring it to the table. Friends, God already knows. You're not keeping anything from him. It's like the kid who tries to play hide and go seek, who walks around like this. God knows. He wants us to be honest in prayer because it's an act of surrender. It's an act of surrender. It's waving the white flag in a sense. And if we did not need confession and surrender, then everything we're talking about this morning is off the table. Like, this whole morning has been nothing more than a lab to get you to see the need for prayer to be something that we don't just casually do. As a church, we're trying to raise the water when it comes to prayer, because here's what we know. In the last days, evil will abound. And I don't know how much closer we are to Jesus returning, but what I do know is we're closer today than we were yesterday. Can I implore you to be a person who will add confession to your prayer arsenal? This is a regular part of what you do. It'll strengthen you. It'll give you hope when you feel hopeless. It will actually mature you. And it'll show you that you are not God. There's a pastor, he's since gone to be with the Lord, but I love this guy, just the way he thinks. A guy by the name of Timothy Keller. He planted a church in New York City, Redeemer Presbyterian. He wrote a book on prayer, and I saw this quote, and it leapt off the page at me. Dr. Keller says this: if we are living lives in which God does not have our highest allegiance, then we will use prayer instrumentally, selfishly, simply to try to get the things that may be already ruining our lives. Friends, have you considered that confession and prayer could be an open door to greater selflessness? I know that everything around you says you are the center of the universe and everything should rotate around you. Can I lovingly tell you that's a lie? In Christ, we're not supposed to be independent. In Christ, we're supposed to be dependent on him. And so when we are people who pray, who confess when we pray, who we just lay everything bare, when you know you've got nothing to hide, there's a holy boldness you can walk with. When you know you got nothing to hide, you can walk with your head high. You ain't got to worry about being found out, because you have employed this very necessary practice of being honest with yourself such that you can be honest with your Creator. And again, none of us are pulling the wool over his eyes. None of us. I want to close with this. Our King Jesus actually believed in this notion of confession when it came to prayer. In Luke chapter 22, verse 42, he's in the Garden of Gethsemane. And if you know anything about the passion story in the Garden of Gethsemane, the stress and agony of knowing he was going to die for my sins and your sins, that stress had him sweating drops of blood. Well, in verse 42 of Luke 22, Jesus says, "Father, if you are willing, take this cup away from me. Nevertheless, not my will, but yours be done." Did you see what happened right there? Jesus, the Son of God, is confessing, God, I really don't want to do that. If Jesus employs confession as a part of his connecting with his Heavenly Father, how much more should we? Because I love the fact that he coupled that with, I really don't want to do this, nevertheless. Nevertheless, if this is what you want, I'm all in. I wish we could do this different. But Lord, if this is the route we got to go, I'm rolling with you. I pray that we would be the kind of church that we would be people who confess, and we confess regularly. Because the more we become a confessing church, the more we're going to see God do things that we have yet to see happen. Again, he already knows. I want to close in prayer, and then we got one more prayer point we're going to walk through. And so I'm going to ask you all to give voice to this with me. And so if you'll follow my lead, and let's pray, and let's say this to the high heavens, Lord God. Thank you for confession. Strengthen me in this area. Because my desire is to pray and to pray with power. I can't conjure this power. But by your Spirit, this power is readily available. Cause me to confess in prayer that you would be high and lifted up. This is my heart's cry. I pray this in all things, in the name above all names. King Jesus. Amen.